Radio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell. On the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Nice morning.
Nice morning. You know, beautiful.
Yeah.
If you can get over the little frustration of having to shovel out your car. Although I heard from you that you just plowed straight through it.
Well, it's soft stuff. It's light. You got four-wheel drive. You can get it. It's only... And I shoveled last night, so it was just whatever fell overnight. So we wouldn't have done it for 2 days. We'd have a pile up.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, it's not bad. The worst part is like your wipers, because it was that warm, slushy stuff at first and wet, so your wipers got all that ice.
Mine are just rods of ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to keep our adoring Tradio fans.
They're ready. They brave the weather to get to their phone.
It does feel like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Caller on line one, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
I can hear you fine. Hey, I dialed the 907-531-8049 number.
Oh,
but
eight.
Did you realize that when you announced it, you said 48?
Oh, man. You are catching my every slip up. That's really good that you said that.
Well, I just thought I'd put it out there because 49 worked pretty well.
Good. Well, that's what you're on now, and that is the right number. So it's 907-531-8049.
Cool. Well, you know what, guys? This is Sally from the Suns.
No.
But
how are you this morning, Sally? Is it sunny on Sandy
awake.
Beach Road?
It is not real sunny, but it's nice and bright.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have a little thank you to send out to a snowplow angel that took a deep path across my 200 feet of driveway and plowed so I could get into my house last night, because my dear, wonderful, handsome nephew is out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using my plowboy for bread, for homemade bread. But he's gone till the weekend at least. And anyway, whoever the angel was, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. It's a lot of driveway.
Yeah, that was thoughtful.
Then, yeah, I thought it was really cool. Bingo. Bingo this Friday. It's going to be, we'll be there. We hope you all will be there, because we're going to be there with bells on.
Good.
Bingo starts at 7. Doors open at 6. Kick your boots off as you come up the stairs. Be careful in case they're slippery and wet. We don't want any accidents coming up the stairs. And hopefully we'll get the chair working. It wouldn't come down yesterday, but we'll see about it today.
Oh. You get up there and then you get held hostage. You can't get down.
Well, you get to walk down the 26 steps. That's the fun part.
You've counted them all, I take it.
Every time I walk them.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. And then another little topic at Sons of Norway is this weekend on Sunday is our Yule board. It's for the members and their families. It's not for the whole world in Petersburg. I'm sorry, but we have so many members. We fill the hall really nicely with just our members and their families. The Yule board will start at 5 with yulebucking for the members only and their families. Then the dinner will be at 6. And our chairperson, Janet, said to pass this message on, and that also during the yulebucking portion of the Yule board, the kids will be doing the smashing of the pinata.
Whoa.
So that's always fun. You know, in Petersburg, we kind of like to blend our traditions. So
yeah,
this is a tradition the Herreras started many, many, many years ago when I was still in grade school, I think, or high school.
Nice.
But little Joe used to make the pinatas in those days. They were beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And then last on my list, Julie's been making wonderful announcements from the Forest Service about going 100 feet off the road and only cutting the tree you want. Well, there's a little scraggly 4-foot Christmas tree laying on the bike path just before Sandy Beach turnoff. Somebody murdered a tree and then didn't take it home with them. And I'm really, really disappointed in whoever that person or persons was or were. it's not the way to treat our forest.
Yeah, you are supposed to take the one that you cut.
No matter what. And cut one down and top it either. You're not supposed to do that.
Not supposed to top them. And this poor little tree is still laying on the bike path right in the middle. It's about a 4-footer maybe. I don't know. It didn't look so bad to me, but apparently it was not what they thought it was when they got to the road. But anyway, just a warning out there, guys, be careful. And there's been a lot of one-eyed monsters driving on the highway with only one headlight. And, you know, they will ticket if you are in trouble.
Yeah, and this
is not... Get those headlights fixed.
This is not the weather you want to be riding around with one headlight. It gets dark so fast, and it's...
And you don't know where the lanes are.
Plus, they put their brights on.
Because they
think that's going to fix it, you know, but it doesn't. It just makes it worse for the driver you're approaching. Anyhow, enough of my wobbling today, and you guys have a wonderful day, and it looks like my snowplow driver was here because I see dirt.
Ooh.
Cool. Whoever. Thank you.
Yep, I'll let
you guys go.
Yep.
Thanks, Sally. Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
What a blessing it is to see dirt in your driveway, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have another caller on line 2. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Hannah down at Wave, and I am calling because this weekend we are having a make-and-take ornament event from 2:30 to 3:30 in our conference area, which the way to get into that is from 14 North Singley Alley Drive, so underneath the courthouse on the back entrance there. And we'll have supplies for families who want to bring their kids down and make a wooden ornament and paint it.
That's Saturday the 13th.
Yes, Saturday the 13th.
Paint will be wooden ornamentry. It says under PSA ornamentry, and paint pens will be provided.
Yes.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Always fun.
That sounds like fun.
I know. The kids, my grandkids were making ornaments at the house the other day, and they have a blast doing that.
Yeah, and it's timeless. I mean, my mother still has all the little... they're not very high quality ornaments, but she loves them.
Of course.
They mean a lot. So hopefully this will be a chance for people to do the same.
Okay.
Yes. We hope so.
Saturday below the courthouse up on the backside there. Yep. Got it.
Cool.
PSA going out too, so hopefully more people will hear about it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Bye.
Gentlemen.
Yes. Nice. Yes, the homemade ornaments. I've made some when I was a kid, too. That's just like, and she hung on to it for a while. I don't think they're around anymore.
Oh, what?
What?
Yeah, I know. Okay, caller on line 3, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I gotcha. Hey, sorry, I'm shoveling with one hand as I was waiting for you. So, this is Matt calling first with my EMS fire department hat on. And I want to let folks know that anybody who might be interested in joining the EMS, helping out your community, really making an impact and would like to be an EMT, which is our kind of basic entry level at this point, course. There's a course coming up January 25th, I believe is the day. But you can call the fire department and talk to Aaron or leave a message at 772-3355. Let them know you're interested. Even if you just have questions, you can just ask about it or talk to any EMS volunteer that you might know and find out about what the class entails and what volunteering as a EMT on the ambulance entails. It's a great way to serve your community and highly recommend it. We only have ourselves here on this island most of the time to deal with emergencies, and we are chronically short of people. So if it's something you've been thinking about, this is an opportunity to learn to be an EMT and get your certification and help out on the ambulance crew. So give a call to the fire department at 3355 to get more information or talk to any EMS person. Let them know you're interested or at least ask some questions if you might be interested.
Nice.
So that's my first hat. I'm going to throw that hat off for a second, put on my legislative information office hat. And to let folks know that the Legislative Information Office in Petersburg is now open for the upcoming legislative session, as well as a lot of people use us to help them file for the permanent fund dividend, which is January, February, March. Anyway, we're open. I was going to open today at 9, but snow has kind of slowed me down here. So if you are happening at 9 o'clock this morning, I apologize. I will be there soon. But hours vary a little bit because I'm the only one there. Currently, my hours are 9 to 5. We are located at just at the bottom of Joa Street, around the corner in the same building as the insurance center on off of Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a big yellow sign. And basically, what do? We can help you with anything government-related, and if we can't figure out the answer for you, or if I can't figure out the answer for you, I can try and find someone who can, whether it's like navigating government websites, trying to figure out what form you might need to find. I can print out forms. We have employer information tax forms, the type like 1099s that you can't just print out yourself. These are forms you can order, but we do have them on hand generally. We have some basic ones right now. We do have the 1099s for 2025 and et cetera, and some 1096s. Employers know what those are. and then we also, yeah, basically we're government help desk. Obviously, our name is the main thing in that we help folks navigate the legislature's website, legislative information, help you find information on bills, give updates to folks on what's happening with bills they might be interested in. We can help you contact your legislator, help you send messages to the legislature, basically help you navigate all the different things you might be looking for as far as legislative information, from bills and executive orders to votes and what just happened on the House floor today kind of thing. And you can also use our teleconference system to testify at hearings when there is public testimony available. So you can give us a call at 3341, and I'll be in there soon this morning. If you do need help with your permanent fund dividend, whether it's issues just with last year's dividend, or you're maybe a new filer and you need to send in your passport, we can they ask you to send in the original. My office, I can look at the original in person and make a special copy and stamp it and send that in, so you don't have to send the original in. So that's a service as well. Mm-hmm. Anyway, lots of stuff there. There's more, but I don't want to take up all your time. So
nice, Matt.
No, that's fantastic.
Good info, Matt. And then thanks for the shout-out for EMS, because, yes, I know
absolutely.
Well. I know full well the need for that.
I've got to run and finish this and get to work, Joe, right. But maybe you can go ahead and talk about the importance of EMS to this community when I go.
Well, I do often. I do. Now that you prompted, we'll see what we got in the lines of calls here. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thanks,
bye,
Matt.
Bye.
All right. Well, we have another caller who's been waiting on line one.
Yes.
So we should jump into that.
Yes.
You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Hi, this is Chelsea Tremblay calling.
Hi, Chelsea. Oh,
I could have talked and held her off for a while.
I mean, I could talk about how cool EMS and important it is.
I bet you could.
We'd volunteer, but...
Yes, I know.
Yeah, but I will let the experts do it.
experts. We just had the expert.
I'm calling because there's a Friends and Neighbors meeting happening tomorrow night. Friends and Neighbors is a political organizing group. Happy to welcome new faces. The meeting we're having tomorrow starts at 5:30 with a potluck, and at 6 is the meeting. And this kind of meeting is what we call a steering meeting. It's where we talk about what our agendas will be like, or what our focus will be for the next couple months. Kind of just a lovely check-in. We'll talk about what we've been up to and where we're going to be heading as a group. And so if anyone's curious, it's a great way to come suss it out and see who's there. And we always welcome new folks. And if anyone has any questions, and that's in the library community room, if I didn't mention that. And if anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer them. My phone number is 907-518-0590.
All right.
Cool. Okay, and that's tomorrow evening in the library community room.
Yep.
Correct. 5:30 for food. There's generally enough to share, but we always welcome more. And then the meeting itself, if you've already eaten, starts at 6, and we usually wrap up around 7:30.
Great. Cool.
All right. Thanks, Chelsea.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. Happy snow day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, snow day.
Mm-hmm. Well, snow day?
Snow day. That's what it feels like for me. Yeah.
What's that? Yeah. Oh, we have no call?
Well, we don't have another caller, although it sounds like we might have another one on the air pretty soon.
No. So Let's go back to Matt, EMS.
Oh,
I encourage people to...
So
to
were you an EMS volunteer?
For many, many years.
Wow, I did not know that.
I'm still kind of involved. I don't run in the ambulance anymore. I'm not active. I let my, but I was over 20 years on this, running the ambulance. But,
wow.
But it is very rewarding, as Matt was saying. We always really want to encourage people to try it out. It's not for everybody, mind you, but... It doesn't mean you couldn't get your feet wet a little bit, go out and see what it's all about, feel it.
And learn more about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and see what it is. There's plenty of other things to do there if you don't want to run on the ambulance, but I encourage people to at least dip their toes in it and see if they like it, because the more the merrier, and it just takes the burden off the people that are there, you know, because if there's so many calls and the same, you know, dozen people are calling and answering all the calls, there's a little burnout involved, you know, because you have to be on your toes.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and there's no, no time frame on that as far as, you know, from the 20s to the 50s to 60s or 70s, you can all do it. Sometimes the lifting part gets a little tough as you get older, but... there's always people out there to help you lift when you have to lift patients or lift anybody, so
mm-hmm.
equipment.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah,
I appreciate Matt, because he has been really active. When he was here, you know, he was so busy, and then when he's trolling, but he jumped into it in the latter times, and when he had time, and he's one of the most active ones now when he's in town, so that's really appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah, goes a long way.
And, we got this Aaron... Or Isaiah, he's got the radio station. He's probably got time on his hands. He could be an EMT.
Yeah, I know. Voluntold.
Voluntold, yeah. No, it's a good group. It's fun, and we enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, we have a caller on line one if we want to jump into that.
Well, let's jump.
Can you hear us? Are you you're on the air?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, I just want to remind people that tonight is the Sons of Norway Pickled Herring and Smoked Seafood Contest.
Oh.
Nice. So everyone is invited. Everyone is welcome to participate as well. The categories are pickled herring, pickled seafood, smoked salmon, and smoked seafood. And then we have a People's Choice Award. So you can bring an appetizer or a dessert to share, and then the whole public just votes on that. The entries for the actual contest are due between 5 and 6. And at 6 o'clock is our Sons of Norway meeting. And 6:30, I need my judges there. And then 7 o'clock, it's open to the public. It's free of charge. And Keto's Cave does a no-host bar. So it's a really fun event for the community. And you get to try all kinds of delicious delicacies prepared by our local chefs.
Huh. Nice.
Wow, that sounds so special.
Oh, you're going to see Isaiah there now. I already feel that. is it called the Sons of Norway Pickled Herring and Seafood Contest? Or is it called the Who's Going to Win This Year, Sigma Thiessen or Helmer Olsen?
No.
Come on.
No,
they got some recipe.
Right, there's lots of categories, but it's really fun because there are new people entering this year,
mm-hmm.
and we just love it because it kind of raises the whole level of taste and,
mm-hmm.
you know, creativity with our local seafood. So that's the whole point of it,
is to
just encourage each other.
Well, I wouldn't have any fun after trudging here in the snow if I couldn't give you a hard time, Cynthia.
Oh.
It's always good. I mean, it's there, and there are some delicacies there too. You know, things that you wouldn't think. You know, people pickle or make a recipe out of just about anything in the seafood industry, and there's some pretty good stuff comes out of there, and ideas that people can make their own too.
Yeah. So that's what's really fun with the People's Choice Award. Like, people just try out different recipes,
mm-hmm.
like black cod tips and
mm-hmm.
you know, ceviche and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's really fun, too. And then everybody can try it without the pressure of really being judged. We just do little charts and people put stars on for what they like, you know.
Right.
But it's also, you know, a coveted category.
Okay, yeah. The blue ribbon category there for you.
Yeah. So come down at 7 tonight and join us. It'll be fun.
So if I were to make something or had made something, I'd be done now. And, you know.
Oh, so I can't start.
Well, it's a little late to pickle something. Okay. But
yeah, you're right.
So is there, you know, if you don't, you know, nobody votes for you, is there like a participation award like you used to get in school?
Well, that's kind of the people's choice.
Okay.
It's also the joy and the friends that you meet along the way.
Well, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's social.
It's become quite a fun social gathering.
Right on. And it'll be a good way to get out of the snow and some warmth and have some good snacks.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right on.
All right. Well, I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay. So we have another caller online, too. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yep. I have a set of our little kids' table and chair grouping or whatever, two chairs and one table for little kids. It's in excellent condition. Just want to make space here and give it to somebody for free. So if they give me a call at 772-9391, I'll be here. And this is Becky.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, and they're oak, and the chairs are solid oak, and the table looks like it's all oak.
Nice.
Solid oak. That doesn't even grow here.
Kid indestructible then, right, Becky?
The chairs are in perfect condition, and the table's in pretty good condition, too.
What do you mean? You had some gentle grandkids there?
Very gentle.
Oh, come on. I've seen them.
And kids. This has gone through two sets. Oh.
This goes back to when your kids had this, then your grandkids had this too?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's old furniture, so it's probably well made.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And you're giving that away to anybody that needs it?
Yep.
Nice. That'll be a fine, because that was always cool to have a little craft table or something for the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks, Becky.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cool. Okay, we have another caller on line 3. You are on the air.
Hi, this is Sarah C on line 3, and I'm wearing my parents' hat today.
Okay.
I'm calling about the close-up fundraising for the kids going to D.C. They are doing holiday gift wrapping for those who would like help wrapping their presents on Men's Night Out, Friday, December 19th, from 4 to 8. And the biggest news is that we changed location so that we can be more in the flow of the customers. We are going to be at Anchor Property at 21 North Nordic Drive. So the gift wrapping will be right there on Main Street from 4 to 8 on Men's Night Out, Friday, December 19th.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And that's probably a better place to have it. Right on Main Street there.
Yeah.
It has to go into the basement of the Moose there. It was out of the way.
It was. And, you know, the basement, Dwayne was so cool. He had, like, this huge box of boxes for us. And while we waited for people to come, we started pre-wrapping the boxes so that we could just put things inside. So it was a lot of fun. We thought of a lot of ways to make it more efficient and, you know, be more visible. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's been fun. I hope people will save their presents and bring them over for us to wrap.
Right, yeah. I saw that, I think, on Facebook or maybe somebody showed me that little blurb that you had about the kids down there, and they did a little commercial, like, and one of them was, or we can have one. We can go over and we have these pre-wrapped gifts or pre-wrapped boxes if you want us to put it in there, or you can use this type of paper. It was a pretty cute little video.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And you probably shot that video.
Good. I did. I had a blast. I might have said, you don't need to say anything.
Oh, they were chatting
enough. They were so cute. I know. They were hilarious. They really have a good shtick going on, those kids.
Good.
Hey, also, I'm going to mention the Christmas tree fundraiser that's going on. There's trees available over at Bloomsterhus that the family, the parents of the kids going on this trip, they're fundraising, and there's a suggested donation of $50 for one of these Christmas trees that are available. So to see them, go on over to Bloomsterhus and check them out. They're leaning there.
And that's a fundraiser for the close-up.
That's right. The kids are going to D.C. this March.
Nice.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, okay. Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. C.
Thank you, too. Everybody enjoy.
Hey. Yeah.
Bye. Bye, Isaac. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was a pretty busy tradio, Joe.
That, yeah, and it was good. And stuff.
It was informative. People were buying, selling, trading. People were saying there are events coming up. It's an exciting weekend, actually.
Yeah, and it'll continue that. Next week will be big, too. Big.
Oh.
Next week?
Yeah.
We'll be the last tradio before Christmas. So we're not going to do it Christmas Eve, are we? No.
I mean, I would love to hang out.
On the 24th?
Just you and me? No.
No.
Oh. Yeah, probably not. We probably won't do it on the 24th or the 26th.
Kind of like New Year's, when it fell on a Friday or Thursday, we didn't do Wednesday or Friday that week either.
Right.
Yeah.
More relevant to now, we're going to do a slow round down.
Slow roll.
All
right.
And if people are listening in and they have something that comes up, you can still call in. Our number is 907-531-8049.
Right on. Well, we started off the show with Sally called, and she just gave a shout out to the snowplow drivers. They're doing a great job, and trying to keep us safe. They had everything, all the main roads plowed here this morning when I came in. The feeder streets, like my street, wasn't plowed, but that was fine. But got down to Odin, it was plowed all the way in from there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's bingo is on this Friday. Opens at 6, starts at 7. Good way to get out of the snow, get up there and have some fun. And the Sons of the Norway Yule Board, for members only, is starts at 5 on Sunday. So it's a members only event. So that's, she's just encouraging all the members that are listening that don't, you know, haven't heard the PSAs from the Sons to come there Saturday at 5. Hannah called from Wave. And she's having a make-and-take ornament class for kids. It's Saturday from 2:30 to 3:30 at 14 Singley Alley. That's the entry underneath the courthouse there on the backside of Singley Alley. If you want your kids to go in there and make and take an ornament, it's always a fun time. That's Saturday from 2:30 to 3:30. Matt called, and he gave a recruiting pitch for EMS to start his talk. He says, yeah, if you're into your interest, there's this class starting at January 25th up at the fire hall. If you've got any questions about the class or what it takes or what you will need to do, call Aaron at 772-3355 and he'll give you the lowdown. I encourage anybody that has even a vague interest to feel it out. You know, you might, you know, just kind of feel it out and say, no, that ain't for me, or, well, I'm going to give it a shot. So, and then he gave a pitch for his other job. Well, EMS isn't a job. It's a volunteer thing, but it's like a job. The LIO is open now because he's back in town, and it's at the bottom of Joe behind the Petersburg Insurance. And they offer any help you need to get with the legislature, what's going on in session, when they get in session. Also help with the permanent fund. If you need help kind of filling out your application and stuff, he can help you with that. And any other questions, 907-772-3341.
That's the wrong number.
For the LIO?
It's 3741.
Uh-huh. He gave that. I wrote it right as he said it. Where was he?
He may have given the wrong number, but it's 772-3741.
Okay, 772-3741 is the LIO, if you have any questions. And Cynthia called and said the Sons of Norway Pickled Herring and Seafood Contest is on Saturday. Entries must be there between 5 and 6. Judging starts at 7:30, and it's open to the public at 7. There's voting on the People's Choice Award for the best, which is kind of they have their own set of judges, and so they go through the spiel, but then there's the people get to vote on one, too. So there's vote on that, so there is an actual one that everybody generally in the public likes. So it's always a good event, and it's a good way to test out some of the local culinary treats that these people make. And Becky called. She has a free set of table and chairs, 2 chairs and 1 table. It's kids' tables. They're solid oak, she believes, but it's really sturdy. They've been through a couple generations already, but I think she's seeing the light, that it's time to lighten the load of the kids' stuff, and it wants to give it away to somebody that could use it. And if you're interested in that table and chairs, it's 907-772-9391. And Sarah C called, and she's talking about the Petersburg Close-Up Fundraiser. They got a couple more months to raise funds for their trip to D.C. for the kids. And they are doing on Saturday the 19th the gift wrapping. It's going to be in the Anchor Properties building now and not in the Suns or the bottom of the Moose. It's from 4 to 8. That's men's night out. So I know men just love wrapping presents. So if you're out there buying presents for your loved ones, hit them up because it's a cheap way to get your presents wrapped, and they're probably wrapped nicely, probably better than I could do, and it also helps close up the kids with their trip. And that is, it's really convenient being right there on the corner at Anchor Properties just by the Hammer and Weekend parking lot, so it's easy. And also, there's trees for sale there. Also, this is another close-up fundraiser. If you want a tree, a $50 donation is recommended per tree. They can be seen at the Blumster House. So if you haven't got a tree and you want one, they're probably different sizes, $50, you're done. You just go up and throw some lights on her and a couple of dingle balls
it
and
really
you're
is
ready to go.
Plug and play.
Plug and play, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have. That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Oh.
It was a lot, but Aaron Candle's trying to call in.
Okay.
So I just want to repeat the phone number again.
Oh.
For what?
For us at the radio station.
Oh, yes.
Because what's happened today is everyone's calling in on 3808. And then I can't hear them. So you hear the phone ring.
Oh,
but
yes.
But then there's silence.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So one more time. Aaron, okay, if you're listening, 907-531-8049.
Got it.
Yeah, that's
931-8049 with the 907. There she is. On the right number.
I know.
Thanks, Aaron.
I know. Thank you to everyone for the patience on working with us
while
we figure out these
points.
We are working on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
We have... We have all the engineers that we can get.
Yeah. Well, if you've seen how many wires are running around this building, you know it's kind of a little bit of a congestion here event to,
there's a lot
to track things
there's
down.
There's a lot. I think
on.
There's more wires than there are veins in my body. It feels.
If you've been under the building, you're under there.
Oh, I haven't.
They're everywhere. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
were you involved in building this place?
Come on. How old do you think I am?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how old this place is.
This is ancient. This has like been in the 1920s or something. I don't know. I don't see our historian.
Oh, but I thought it was like renovated so that
there's been things added on and done too. Yeah, but no, there was. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In sitting here.
Well, we have a caller on line one. Can you hear us?
Yeah, is that me?
Yes.
I knew it was you, Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Good morning.
We got tipped off.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Hey, well, I have just kind of a unusual. I'm missing a really important coat. I left it at the theater this weekend, and it's a green wool Italian coat, and it's long. And so, if anyone picked it up or found it, I would love it if they could call me and let me know.
Okay. And it was left where?
At the movie theater on Saturday.
Okay.
Right.
And how can they get a hold of you, Aaron?
At 518.
Mm-hmm.
050548.
Great. An Italian coat. You can't lose an Italian coat.
Well, right? Yeah, it was so special. We got it on our trip, and I'm like, oh, it's got some sentimental value. That's the main, I want to get it back.
And this is certainly the weather when you might actually really need it.
Wool's good.
That's right. I know. I'm sure somebody just picked it up, and I look forward to seeing it again.
Okay.
Well, I hope
good
so.
Luck.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joe.
Oh, what did I do now?
Did you just say the pickle hearing contest was on Saturday?
Let's see.
I've already had two calls about it.
Pickled herring. I guessed because
I
did write down the date.
Joe?
What's a day for
this? This is a precise science.
You're going to lose your job, Joe.
Thank you. It's on Sunday then.
No, it is not. Okay. It is tonight, as I have been saying all morning.
We'll see.
I'm getting the experience of being a mom, where you talk and talk, and no one listens.
See, I guessed because I didn't. I noticed. See, this is what you should do.
Okay, callers. So it is tonight, and people can come at 7. The general public, and it's at the Sons of Norway Hall, and we're going to be having a chat with Joe.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man, I'm
let's talk about
censured.
Your tenure.
I tried to get fired before. I tried to get fired when I was announcing basketball, and she still wouldn't fire me.
Get fired now.
You were that was more egregious.
You
than
know,
that what I did.
If
there,
you need us to buy you some reading glasses, I think
these
I probably can afford.
No,
that.
These are all good. I got
no,
reading
it's
glasses.
Hearing aids.
Yeah, oh, it's the hearing aids. Yeah.
Well, no, I was guessing. I said, what's a good night for the pickled herring kind of
stuff? It's tonight.
Saturday nights. But it is tonight, folks. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if you turned off the radio after you're going to show up Saturday and is a witness. Well, it's already done. But tonight.
Tonight.
Got it?
Yeah.
Doors open to the public at 7.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Mm. And then you can vote for your People's Choice Award. And they'll probably have the little ribbons. I don't know if they'll have the ribbons there of who actually won from the judges, but it doesn't matter.
Ribbons or no ribbons, it will be happening.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tonight.
Tonight.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well,
thanks, Joe, Julie.
Yeah. Thank you, Julie, for the corrections.
Yeah.
It's always good to have a fact checker.
I guess that, you know, if I err today, I guess I don't get paid for today then, huh?
Yeah. Sorry, Joe.
Darn. Okay.
We're paying you?
twice as what you were paying me last year.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, I think we better wrap up Tradio.
Right on, I do too, before one. I get in trouble. 2 times 0 is still 0, Julie.
Okay, all right, thanks, Joe, for coming in.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha 4-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8. All rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full 4-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com, 772-3949, or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell, on the web at petersburgproperties.com.